The crowd came together again, so that Jesus and his companions could not even eat. When his family heard it, they went out to restrain him, for people were saying, "He has gone out of his mind." And the scribes who came down from Jerusalem said, "He has Beelzebul, and by the ruler of the demons he casts out demons." And Jesus called them to him and spoke to them in parables. "How can Satan cast out Satan? If a kingdom is divided against itself, that kingdom cannot stand. And if a house is divided against itself, that house will not be able to stand. And if Satan has risen up against himself and is divided, he cannot stand, but his end has come. But no one can enter a strong man's house and plunder his property without first tying up the strong man, and then indeed the house can be plundered. Truly, I tell you, people will be forgiven for their sins and whatever blasphemies they utter. But whoever blasphemes against the Holy Spirit can never have forgiveness, but is guilty of an eternal sin. For they had said, 'He has an unclean spirit.'" Then his mother and his brothers came, and standing outside, they sent to him and called him. A crowd was sitting around him, and they said to him, "Your mother and your brothers and sisters are outside asking for you." And he replied, "Who are my brother, my mother, and my brothers?" And looking at those around him, he said, "Here are my mother and my brothers. Whoever does the will of God is my brother and sister and mother." The first Bible reading we heard this morning was part of the ancient and well-known story from the book of Genesis about the disobedience of Adam and Eve. It's the story which, amongst other things, was told to explain the origins of the human feelings of disconnection and shame in the presence of God. There is a hint, too, of the sense of mutual misunderstanding between men and women, perhaps an early recognition that male dominance and female subjugation in society is not God's intention. There is also a theme in the story of enmity between humanity and the rest of nature. Adam and Eve transgressed the boundary between themselves and nature, which God set for them when they ate of the fruit of the forbidden tree. It had the consequences of making enemies between humans and snakes, symbolizing the tendency for humans and other animals often to be in competition, with the now well-documented result of humanity dominating and too often exterminating other species. Today we observe this Sunday, as Colin mentioned, as Environment Sunday, following on from the United Nations World Environment Day, which takes place annually in early June. It's not difficult to make the connection between the Genesis story and the situation now facing us as human beings. By our growing consumption of resources, without regard to sustainability, we have transgressed the boundaries of nature. We are taking resources out of the planet more rapidly than nature can replenish the loss. We are dumping waste, and especially including carbon dioxide, in the atmosphere, which is shifting the environment further away from favorable conditions for human life and flourishing, and destroying ecosystems and other species on which the balance of nature depends. This tipping point in the balance between the use and the replenishment of nature has happened quite recently within the lifetime of those of us over 50 years old, although the process obviously began when industrial production and fossil fuel use got underway. What is needed is a restoration of balance in the relationship between humanity and the earth on which we depend. As Christian people, we have a perspective of faith which includes our responsibility towards God and towards our neighbours in the widest sense, with trust in God's grace towards us and God's spirit of renewal and reconciliation. Of course, there are many other people who care about the environment, who belong to other faiths or who do not express a faith in God at all, and who are also trying to work towards restoring that balance with nature and the climate, which we need. Some of the brightest and most dedicated people in all nations are working on this. As Christians, we can work with them to bring humanity and nature back into balance. We as Christians also have a motivation for taking action to help change this self-destructive course that humanity is traveling along at present. We are motivated by faith that we are working with the Holy Spirit to do what God wills, to bring peace and life rather than enmity and destruction. We are living out what we pray for as Christ taught us, which is the coming of God's kingdom on earth as it is in heaven. So this also gives us hope, which we need to keep us going. The gospel reading we heard this morning is full of interesting aspects. There is not time to delve into intricately just now. I want us to keep focus on the overall message of the episode it describes. Jesus is accused by his detractors and enemies of having lost the plot, being out of his mind. And his family got involved, presumably to take him away. Jesus was also accused of working for Satan, the accuser, the evil one, the father of lies in the worldview of the time. Jesus rebutted the accusations by pointing out that if real good was being done, which it was, as Jesus was releasing people from oppression and mental torment, then that could not be the evil one. It wouldn't make sense for Satan to work against himself. A house divided against itself is ultimately finished. Jesus then went on to claim a wider allegiance than his natural family alone. He had an allegiance and responsibilities towards everyone doing the will of God. The message of the gospel, I believe, is a robust sense of the call for human unity and solidarity. This is a unity which breaks the confines and goes beyond the boundaries of people like us. There are boundaries which have been transgressed in humanity's relationship with nature, which we need to pull back from, but there are also boundaries and barriers to human cooperation and solidarity which need to be broken through. I was listening recently to the story of the draining of the public swimming pools in the southern United States after desegregation was ordered. These wonderful municipal facilities set up under the New Deal in Roosevelt's America to bring health and leisure to working people after the Great Depression were closed down after segregation between black and white was banned. People would rather not have the facilities they loved than share them with people they thought were not like them. When I visited our linked diocese of Kimberley and Kuruman in northern Cape, South Africa, several years ago, I was taken to a modern Anglican church building that was disused and falling apart. There was a wind blowing through its glassless windows and broken doors, and it was not the Holy Spirit. Its only visitors were stray dogs. I was told the church was abandoned by its white community after Desmond Tutu became the first black archbishop in 1986. There are many examples in human history of failures to embrace unity and solidarity and to overcome barriers of suspicion and difference. But the earth is a shared habitat. It's one thing to let go of lovely communal swimming pools or pleasant church buildings because we cannot share them with those we designate different from us. But it is a completely different thing to to let go the earth, our common home, and see the forests burn and the oceans choke, because we will not build unity and share solidarity with those outside our immediate families, communities, or nations. Our Bible readings on this Environment Sunday, then, remind us that there are boundaries which should not be breached, the God-given balance within creation, and there are boundaries that must be breached, the barriers of disunity and injustice between those of different groups, classes, and nations, if we are to build the unity and solidarity that will be needed to restore that balance between humanity and the earth. As Christians, we have faith in the Christ in whose body and family, when truly realized, there are no barriers of race, class, or gender. And we have the gift of the Holy Life-giving Spirit, whose work is to bring peace and to renew the earth. We are called to share the Spirit of Christ, not to bring people into our gang or to create more division, but to live and share that unity and peace we have been given in Christ, through whom God is reconciling the world. Amen.